Who calls a hellhound to get rid of a blizzard? That's like calling on a tsunami to get rid of a little flame. What mortal could be so foolish? What's the matter, little mage? Are you stuck? From the looks of it, that's no natural storm. Look, what I'm trying to say is that your so-called blizzard is man-made. The only way to get rid of it would be to kill the mage casting it. Which I could easily do, but not for you. I don't owe you a damn thing. And maybe you should have spent more time reading the fine print. You know, on the grimoire you're holding. Let me get this straight. You're new to summoning magic, and yet you took that book? Well, let me give you a little lesson then. Demonic entities are different from normal summons. They're not just gonna obey the caster right away. You have to make them submit. For some, that means a deal must be made. For hellhounds? Well, most earn loyalty through victory in combat. But there are other means. I don't need to tell you. It's not my job to help you. Not until you become my master. If you become my master. But no matter what method you use to make a demon submit, you have an hour before the spell ends and they return to the underworld. Unless you know what you're doing, which you don't. So, whether I like it or not, I'm stuck with you here for at least another hour. And since I'm not gonna go kill that mage, and I'm definitely not wandering around in this blizzard, I guess I can grace you with my presence. Well, you might as well sit down. We're gonna be here for quite a while, and there's no use in just standing there like an idiot. Really? You have to sit right next to me. Yes, I know I'm warm, but don't expect me to help you ward off the cold. Can't you do your little mage thing and cast a spell or something? Oh, you spent it all? Well, you're lucky I don't tear you to shreds. Summoning demons is a very bad habit. Anyone in their right mind would tell you the same. Then again, I suppose it does seem like you're having a bad day, and I guess I can tolerate it, but just don't try anything. Good. You may be inexperienced, but at least you're not dumb. Jeez, look at you. You have shelter, a fire, even a hellhound sitting next to you, and your teeth are still chattering. Let me take a closer look at you. Hold still. I'm not checking you out. I'm just looking at your aura. Can't you tell by the way my eyes are suddenly glowing? You know, most people are kind of afraid of them. They're pretty. Shut up! Flattery will get you nowhere, you know. Just let me have a good look at you. I see. Your aura has been disrupted by a curse. Don't worry, it's temporary. But until it runs its course, you'll have this chill running through your body. But it shouldn't kill you as long as you stay warm enough. Ugh, fine. Just get in my lap. Come on, just shut up. Don't make a big deal out of it. And don't get the wrong idea. I just don't feel like watching a little mage die in front of me today. There. Is that warmer? Of course it is. Hellhounds are known for their high body temperature. What? I'm just running my hands through your hair. I have to pass the time somehow, don't I? And humans are so small compared to even us hellhounds. Maybe it is kinda cute to see you shiver in my lap. Is it because of the cold, or am I making you nervous? You know, as you warm up, I think I'm beginning to warm up to you too. Even if you're not the one making me submit, I guess we could have a little fun while we're stuck here. You like that? My hands petting your body. How about if I go a little lower? Oh, it looks like someone's excited. Don't cream your pants too soon. Actually, you know what? Maybe it's better we just take these off. You know what they say? Skin-to-skin contact is a great way to warm up. So, I'm just gonna take these off you and... There we are. And look at this cock. Not bad for a studious little mage. You like it when I stroke it like this, don't you? How could you ever be my master acting this subby? That's it, just relax. Lean back into my chest and feel my heart nipples press up against you. What a good little mage. Just make sure not to get too excited. Not yet, at least. Because I have a fun little idea. Hand me the cloak. Yeah, I know it's wet, but just... Here, just hand it over. There. Ta-da! All dry. Hellhound breath is hot after all. I'll just lay this down here and... Now, there you go. Just go ahead and lie down on the cloak. Good boy. I always wanted to say that. Now just lie back like a good little mage and just keep your cock pointed up. Just like that. That way if I lie down on top of you like this and try not to suffocate your head between my tits, I can just put your cock right between my thighs. Yes, they're a little wet. Now's not the time to get arrogant. I was only dripping a little bit, okay? I couldn't help it. Just shut up. I guess I'll just start moving up and down like this. And yeah, that's good. And move your hips too, yeah. Starting to heat up, aren't you? That's it, just go ahead and thrust as much as you want. Let my warm thighs heat you up. And make sure to time it with my movements. Ah, yeah, just like that. Fuck yes. Very good. I guess you're doing a good job. Don't make me say it again. Just enjoy this brief time that we have together. My hellhound sisters might not be as nice to you in the future. Letting you fuck their thighs and rub against their wet pussy. Look at that cute face of yours. You look like you're about to fucking come.
That's all right. I'll allow it just this once. I want to feel your warm seed all over my thighs. Come on. Fucking do it. Just come. I want to feel you. There you go. There you go. There you go. Oh, I just love seeing a cute little mage like this. If that doesn't make you warmer, I don't know what will. And look, we still have some time together. You want to use it to cuddle? I didn't say I was opposed. It's just a little embarrassing after. Well, I guess it's okay. Oh, you don't mind being the big spoon? Well, I just thought because I'm bigger than you that... No, you'll be like my little jetpack, but... Yeah. Well, come on. Push yourself up against me. No need to bother putting clothes back on. Just wrap your arms around me. Here, just listen to my breath and drift off if you want. Can't find a comfortable spot, or is it something else? There's no need to squirm around so much. You're the one who wanted a cuddle. Don't think I can't see what you're doing. You're really pressing it up against my ass. How are you still this hard anyway? Don't humans need some time to... recuperate? I mean... If not that, then... what are you thinking about doing with it? I bet you want to put it in my pussy. But you don't have the guts. Go ahead. Give it a try. Just pray that I won't set you on fire. Oh, fuck! You naughty, naughty mage. You horny boy. I didn't think you'd actually take the risk. Yeah, I know all you've done is put it in. But you might as well keep going now, right? Oh, there you go. Let's... Oh, God. You know, that actually feels quite nice. I really didn't think you had it in you. Oh, I thought you'd just be a subby little mage forever. Oh, but look at you now. The way you're taking my pussy, it's getting me all excited. A little hot under the collar, if you would. Literally. Fuck, shit. You're really rutting into me now, aren't you? I can hear your hips slamming against me as you go deeper and deeper into my fucking pussy. Oh my God. Hold me tighter. Hold me tighter. God, it feels so good. Yeah, you're smaller than me, but your cock, it's... Just keep being rough with me just like that. The way you're groping my breasts. Come on, that's not fair. My nipples are really sensitive. But, to be honest, they're kind of my weak spot. I know I'm technically stronger than you, but I just want you to keep pinching them and tangling your legs around mine as you fuck me. Yes, okay, okay. I love the way you're fucking me. Wait, are you... Oh God, are you rubbing my belly? Are you just trying to find all my weak spots now? Yes, it feels amazing. I can't remember the last time someone pet my belly like that. Maybe not since I was a little puppy. And I've certainly never had it while... You don't mind if I wag my tail, do you? You're scratching in just the right spot. I have to, or else I'm gonna go fucking crazy. Thank you for letting me. What? No, I'm not a good girl. You'll stop if I... Come on, please. Fine, no, please don't stop. Don't stop fucking me. Don't stop rubbing me. I want your pets, and I need you to keep playing with my nipples. And fine. I'm your good girl. I'm your good hellhound. Please, I'll be your puppy. Just please. Oh, shit. Oh, fuck. You want to flip me onto my back? What do you plan on doing? Mating press? Oh, God, yes, please. I want you to mate me so bad. Oh, fuck my pussy. Fuck it deep enough to give me puppies. I'll be your good girl, I promise. This pussy is yours. My heat is yours. Oh, our mating is gonna melt the whole mountainside. I'll give you anything that you want. God, look at you. Trying to dominate me? Oh God, fuck, I can't believe it's fucking working. No. It's okay. I'm sure. I mean, I'm a hellhound after all. All dogs were meant to serve. We're meant to protect. We're meant to... Like right now, I'm guarding your cock. Because... Because... I don't want anything to interrupt our mating session. Yeah, we're fuck. We're very protective like that. What's that? You're gonna come inside me? Fuck yes! Please do it. Please. Come inside your good little puppy. Please. Yes. Yes, please. Master, thank you. Thank you, Master. Oh, well. Thank you. It's okay, Master. Just collapse on me. Nestle your head right between my breasts. I'll wrap my legs around you, hold you close. For a little human mage, you should be quite pleased with yourself. It looks like you already have a satisfied smile, so... Well, what do you want me to call you, then? Master? Damn, you're right. Hey, remember when I said there were other ways to make a hellhound submit and form a pact? Well, you found out the other methods outside of combat. Fucking me real good. Rubbing my tummy. Calling me a good girl. That made me feel so good. Like I was in heaven, as ironic as that sounds. Hellhounds are dog girls at the end of the day. We love to receive all of that from our masters. Most people don't really consider that because hellhounds are so big and scary, but you don't seem that scared of me, do you? I thought not. Good boy. What? I like a little give and take. If you can call me a good girl, then I can call you a good boy, can't I? Oh, and one more thing. There. Now I have a collar with your name on it. That's proof of our pact. Don't worry, it's not uncomfortable. In fact, I love wearing it. It makes me feel like I'm yours. So rest, Master. Enjoy my warmth like you originally planned. And in the morning, I'm gonna go beat that Blizzard Mage's ass for you. Don't you worry. But you should get some rest. It's definitely warm in this little sauna that we've made here. And you even have a hellhound to protect you. It's a part of being my master, silly. And I promise to keep you safe, okay? So just lay down in my lap and... sweet dreams.